You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question from James. Lindsay James says, I know there have been several discussions about cycling as cross-training, and hopefully this is not a repeat of them. While I run, it often feels like my muscles are being broken down rather than being built up. I thought I'd have a go at cycling, since when I cycle, the muscles feel like they're being built rather than worn out. I have tried some cadence classes for the past month and have really enjoyed them. They're quite intense and so would not fall into the normal cross-training recommendation of going easy. Am I going in the wrong direction? Should I rather just focus on doing more strength exercises and not do the cycling?
So those are such interesting descriptions that is used there, because I mean, ultimately when we run, that is what is happening. Because of that eccentric load, we are breaking down the muscle and we want to give the muscle enough time to recover. So with those cadence classes, because the intensity is quite high, I'd be totally okay with having one of those sessions in the week. Beyond that, I would be worried that they would be compromising the recovery from the runs that you have already described or causing you considerable discomfort, to be honest. And the pure strength training will be better to help with that particular feeling of my muscles really are taking a pounding when I hit the ground. But there is place in the week for a cadence session, possibly two. And if you were going to do that, then I would remove all intensity from my running program. So, you could replace a speed work session with a cadence session, and then perhaps there would be room in the week for two of those. I do like the cross training though, so some easier running, cycling, or in the cadence class, manipulating the resistance on that bike. If you manipulate the resistance, so the resistance is much easier, so you're still getting that high RPM, still in the class, still getting that group kind of interaction, but we're just dropping the intensity slightly is one way to go about it. And regardless of whether you keep this, the cadence or how many you keep, never think of them as a substitute for the strength training. Great to think about them in terms of the cross training, but the strength training is something you should still be finding some time for. And so a combination of strength and doing the cadence classes is really what you should be aiming for.
Yeah, James, and if you're going to turn the resistance down in those classes, just make sure you fake it really well, because you don't want the instructor shouting at you because you're not working hard enough. So just make it look like you're working really hard and you should be fine. Loud grunts and that sort of stuff works really well. Awesome. James, thank you for the question. Lindsay, thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Cool. Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, we're giving away 3 months access to the Coach Parry Training Club to the value of 1,000 Rand at the end of this month. So if you would like to stand a chance of winning, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're listening to this podcast on. And don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or you'd like to run as well as we know you can, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.